House Summit.
These colleges are the unsung heroes of America's education system.
President Obama wants them to produce 5 million more graduates by the year 2020, calling it crucial to America's future competitiveness. Vice President Joe Biden in Minnesota.
The reports of the death of the Democratic Party have been greatly exaggerated.
Rallying for gubernatorial candidate Mark Dayton. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My customer had a carpool full of kids. When bang, gravel chipped her windshield. Good thing she called Safe Light before it could spread further. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. So you're safely back on the road in no time. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
For vehicle glass damage, trust Safe Light. Call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Terror bust in southern France, police arresting a dozen people and ongoing sweeps targeting suspected Islamic militants. Quran burning incidents in Europe.
A group of men wrap their faces in scarves, then burn Qurans outside a bar in northern England. They post video on the internet and get arrested on suspicion of inciting racial hatred. And in France, police have now seized a 30-year-old blogger who showed himself tearing pages from the Quran and burning it and urinating on it. Stunts that are likely to outrage many Muslims worldwide, just as some were incensed by three nations here moving to ban the Muslim headscarf. But the present terror alert, affecting cities like Berlin, Paris and London, is thought to reflect a different Al-Qaeda resentment. Europe's contribution to forces in Afghanistan. In London, Alistair Wangland, Fox News Radio.
Police in Afghanistan, the suspected targets of two explosions in Kandahar today, including a car bomb, at least eight people killed, police among the wounded. There are unconfirmed reports a police convoy was ambushed. The U.S. government kicking road tests up a notch.
For an automaker to earn a five-star rating from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says they'll have to produce a very safe car.
We are raising the bar on safety.
The agency will now rate vehicles on new criteria, like how they perform in a side impact crash, and for the first time, will use female-sized crash test dummies.
These changes were a long time coming.
Just a handful of 2011 models are expected to earn top marks. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
In the initial round, 34 vehicles tested, only two winning five-star ratings, the newest BMW 5 Series and the Hyundai Sonata. Traffic jam at the Houston Ship Channel. Four dozen ships waiting for it to reopen soon as crews finish hauling away an electric tower that's been leaning over the waterway since being struck by a tugboat Sunday. Wall Street, the Dow up 188 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
WVOX and WVIP HD2, New Rochelle. And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast for this Tuesday afternoon, cloudy skies will continue with light rain and drizzle. Continuing through the afternoon, highs will climb into the lower 60s, mostly cloudy. Periods of light rain, drizzle, patchy fog through the overnight, lows dropping near 50. Mostly cloudy weather continues on Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, highs into the middle 60s, and mostly sunny for Thursday, upper 60s. Looks good Friday near 70. Steve Pelletieri Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
This is the authentic voice of the people.
It's a community station.
AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, this is the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show. This is where you can get the latest news about Westchester County government direct from the county legislators. Call them at 914-636-0110. Now, the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX.
Hey now, happy Tuesday to everybody. You're listening to Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators. The weekly news and public affairs radio show here, where the format will feature every week a county legislator to talk about what is going on in Westchester County government. Today, we are pleased and honored to be joined by Harrison's own county legislator, Marty Rogowski, who is here in the studio with us. We have our trusty announcer, Ms. Tina Lamengo, here with us. Hey, Tina.
Good afternoon, Westchester.
So we're having a chock full of good times today for our show. Very hot topic. Everybody's talking about how do we save taxpayer dollars. So today we are talking about departmental consolidations. And Legislator Rogowski, for those who don't know, is the chair of the County Board of Legislators Public Safety and Security Committee. And as you know, in the press lately, we've been talking about how do we merge departments, and there are a few mergers going on in Ossining and in other areas. I know Yorktown is considering departmental mergers for public safety. So we're going to be talking to Westchester's own, policy wonks in the area of public safety and emergency services. We're going to be talking to commissioners, Tony Sutton, George Longworth, and Deputy Commissioner John Cullen. But before we get to them, we want to throw it to Legislator Rogowski, who is here in the studio with us as our legislator host for the week. Hi, Marty. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you, Tara. And hello, everybody. It is great for me to be back on air. As our listeners will know, last year I participated in our weekly program, so I'm delighted to be back. A little more professional this time. I'm joined by our Director of Communications, Tara Martin, and her assistant, Tina Lamengo. So pleased to have some support here in the studio. And let me first, as I always used to do, thank Bill O'Shaughnessy and the crew here at WVOX. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to bring the Board of Legislators to all of our listeners. And WVOX and Bill O'Shaughnessy give us that opportunity to do that. So I certainly appreciate that. We do have a very, important program today. Talking about county government, one of the main core missions of county government is public safety. I am pleased to currently serve as the chair of the Public Safety and Security Committee. And today, as Tara said, we will have the folks in charge of our public safety and emergency services with us in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to bring them on. They're standing by, but let me very briefly first give an update on what's been going on this week in the county. Mondays are our busy day at the county government. So briefly, for our listeners, let me just give you a brief overview of what we did yesterday. And actually, we started off yesterday morning at 9 o'clock with Commissioner Longworth and Sutton talking about the proposed consolidation. We have the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Emergency Services. And when our commissioners come on, we will certainly talk more about what they do, the important roles they play in the county government, and then go into the proposed consolidation, which from both a fiscal point of view and operational point of view, the commissioners feel this will be a good thing for the county. So that's what we'll be discussing. We did that in committee yesterday morning. In my committee, at the Budget Committee, we had the Commissioner of Finance and the Budget Director in to talk to us once again about projections of our budget projections as we finished the second quarter, and actually we just about finished the third quarter now, going over where we're at. And we're looking now at a possible $22 million surplus for the 2010 budget. That's the good news, but we still have a lot of hard work ahead of us as we go into the 2011 budget. So preparing for that budget cycle, we had, again, the Commissioner of Finance, the Director of our budget, to see where we're at here in October and how the budget projections are looking. We then had our Commissioner of Public Works, John Hsu, in to talk to us briefly about our transportation system. One of the most important, biggest expenses in running our buses, and we have some 60,000 people a day take our buses, is the cost of fuel. So we briefly went over with the commissioner, and I must say it seems like he's doing a good job. It's always hard to time the market, but we're going out now and bought our gasoline for next year, our diesel for next year, and he did a good job on that. But just to give you a flavor of the various issues we talk about, yesterday afternoon we talked about something that was in the newspapers this morning, term limits. And we had quite a debate on both term limits and the possibility of extending legislators' terms from 2 years to 4 years. We made a decision yesterday to put aside that proposal. We will not be considering any extension of the terms from 2 to 4 years. We did debate term limits, and that will be an item that will proceed to further discussion as this year goes on. Several legislators are very interested in pursuing a term limits. The proposal is 12 years as a limit. Personally, I'm not very much in favor of that, but that's just a personal opinion. Many of my colleagues do favor term limits, so that's something we will continue to discuss. And yesterday afternoon, we finished up with a very important discussion on the Tappan Zee Bridge, probably the biggest public works project, if not on the East Coast, maybe in the entire country. We're looking at a $16 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar project to replace the bridge. The proposal now pending before the various state decision makers, and this is a state issue, not a county issue. We're just one of the many stakeholders at Westchester County, but the state leaders are looking at a replacement bridge combined with commuter rail and a rapid bus system. So there's mass transit, a new bridge, $16 billion, and we reviewed with the project managers where they're at in the system, what the studies are ongoing, when they'll be making that decision. It's still a few years away, but we're getting closer. It's been discussed about for probably 9 or 10 years now, but certainly the state is getting closer to a final decision, and then hopefully in a couple of years actually starting construction. But it'll be several years before we actually see that new bridge up. And finally, we did discuss with the police union president, Mike Hagan, to get caught up a little bit on the issues affecting our law enforcement personnel, our police personnel specifically, with the president of the union. So you can see in one day, you can see the breadth of what we covered during our committees. And last night at our meeting, I'm happy to announce that one of my colleagues, Pete Harkin, was elected majority leader. Mm-hmm. Our majority leader for all of this year, Tom Abinanti, is in a race for the state assembly. He'll be running in November for a position in the state assembly. And he decided it was time to step down as majority leader to concentrate on that election. And my colleague Pete Harkin was unanimously elected. So Pete Harkin was from Bedford, will be taking over as the majority leader. Mm-hmm. I served as the majority leader for the last 4 years. I know how hard a job it is, and I certainly wish Pete good luck on that, and I know he's going to do a great job. Okay, with that, I've taken enough time. We have our guests standing by, and I do want to get to them very briefly so you know who we will be talking to. We have Commissioner Tony Sutton. I've known Tony for several years. He's been our commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services since 2003. He's in charge of such things. He manages the hazmat units, the technical rescue teams, the arson investigations. Certainly Indian Point is a big issue in Westchester County, and he's in charge of all of the emergency planning that goes on here in Westchester County, a very important position. Commissioner George Longworth took over earlier this year as part of the new Astorino administration. Commissioner Longworth came in as our Commissioner of Public Safety. As you all know, we do have a county police presence here on our highways and our park system, and Commissioner Longworth supervises all those police officers. He was one of the youngest chiefs ever elected, age 32, in Dobbs Ferry. I did not know that about him, but he's been in law enforcement for quite a while, and we're looking forward to hearing from Commissioner Longworth specifically as he discusses the proposed consolidation. And finally, the Deputy Commissioner of Emergency, the Department of Emergency Services, John Cullen, who's the fire coordinator for the county and a very important person in this whole process. And he is also be with us. So we have three people to turn to in just a couple of minutes. We will be taking a break in a couple of minutes. So at this time, I will turn the show back over to Tara for a couple of minutes. Tara,
thank you. Thank you, legislator. I just want to remind our audience that if you have any questions for our guests and for Legislator Rogowski, don't forget to give us a call here at 914-636-0110. And we remember you are listening. Actually, we're streaming this show live at WVOX's website at www.vox.com. or you can email us any of your questions or comments at westchesterbolradio@gmail.com. So we're going to have a pretty exciting group of people talking today about consolidation of departmental services. And we're very pleased and honored again to have the Harrison's own county legislator, Martin Rogowski, who's also the chair of the board's Public Safety and Security Committee, in the studio today with us to talk about the future of public safety and emergency services in Westchester County. And I know Marty went over a little bit with the Week in Review, some of the work that the board has been doing over the last couple of days. And just to kind of throw a shout out there, and I know Tina will talk about it a little bit later, the board is actually going to be celebrating our annual Italian-American Heritage Month event on October 18th at 6:30 p.m. at Westchester County Board of Legislators Chamber. And we just wanted to throw that out as free and open to the public. So we'll come back, I guess, a little bit later to give you that information. But Marty, just wanted to talk a little bit, since you've already met with these commissioners and actually through your committee have started the conversation, what do you think is the timeline in terms of consolidations, and what ultimately will we, how will it look like? You know, what will it look like, and what is the timeline for a, whatever type of template consolidation it will ultimately see?
Well, certainly the administration, the Astorita administration, and their budget for January 1st is hoping to put into place the consolidation. They've projected several hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of savings. So they certainly would like to see the board act in time to do that. The budget will be coming out in about a month. So we're on a fairly fast timeline. But I must say, several of my colleagues have questions. We've talked to the commissioners. They've been very forthcoming. But there's still some questions remain, both on the savings and on the operational aspect. So I'm anxious to give the commissioners the opportunity to talk directly to the people of Westchester. Obviously, as legislators, we respond to our constituents. And I think the commissioners, the Astorita administration, needs to make the case to our constituents, tell them why we will save money, have operational efficiencies, better command of our public safety units. And if they can make the case, as they're attempting to do, my colleagues and I will have to give that very serious consideration.
Mm-hmm. Now, another question I'll throw out at you is why now? Why are we talking? Why is the county considering consolidating departments now? What is the impetus?
Well, certainly the number one message from our constituents is lower property taxes and reduce spending. So we have to listen to that. The county executive is very concerned about county spending. So we're all working on the same page, hopefully.
That's wonderful. So when we come back from this first commercial break, we'll be hearing from the commissioners and deputy commissioners on public safety and emergency services. You are listening to Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators, today joined by County Legislator Marty Rogowski.
You know, Barry's going to call in, right?
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD2.
From the Fox Business Network, the bulls are firmly in control on Wall Street as investors embrace news of an expanding service sector. The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index rose to 53.2 last month, beating estimates. Any reading above 50 indicates growth. Wall Street also following the lead of global markets, which rose overnight after Japan's central bank cut a key interest rate to near zero. The Dow Industrials just after 2 p.m. Eastern up 189 points. Investors going hog wild for Harley-Davidson. RBC Capital says sales at the motorcycle company improved meaningfully last month, marking the first indication of improving U.S. retail demand since April. RBC adding that street estimates are not calling for Harley-Davidson to see growth. And Saks saying it will close two more stores for a total of 7 store closing in its fiscal year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Smart, tough, trusted. Megyn Kelly covers every story, every event on America Live. Digging deeper, debating key issues, discussing the topics impacting you.
Our mission is to get you the facts fair and balanced.
There are two sides to every story. Only one show delivers both.
fair and balanced. Watch America Live with Megyn Kelly weekdays only on Fox News Channel.
We don't judge, we let you decide.
Making the time fly by at work.
Makes the day just fly by.
AM 1460, WVOX, New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide.
1460, WVOX.
Now, back to the Westchester County Legislators' weekly news and talk show on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is where you get the latest news from county government and where you can talk directly to the county legislators at 636-0110. Now, once again, the Westchester County Legislators' weekly news and talk show on 1460 WVOX.
Hey now, Westchester, you are back to Inside Government with Harrison's own Westchester County Legislator Marty Rogowski here, and we're talking departmental consolidations on public safety and emergency services. So I'm going to throw it back to our guest host today. Marty, take it away.
Thank you very much, Tara, and I've probably already talked too much. I tend to do that, so let me, as fast as I can, bring in our guest once again. That's Commissioner Tony Sutton of Emergency Services, his deputy commissioner, John Cullen, and the commissioner of public safety, George Longworth. Gentlemen, are you on the phone?
We are, Marty. Good afternoon.
Terrific. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. For our listeners, you know, we have, as I say, from my point of view, probably the most important people in the county government, and they're both with us today, the two commissioners, along with John. So we certainly appreciate all of you taking your time to be with us. Commissioner Longworth, I guess let me turn to you first to have you maybe explain very briefly an overview of what the county police do, what you do, and then maybe set the parameters for the proposed consolidation. So, Commissioner, it's all yours.
The primary function of the county police is to provide support services to the municipal police departments throughout the county in the form of the bomb squad, special response team, marine unit, narcotics, and a variety of other specialized services. In addition to that, we maintain a patrol force that covers the county parkways, the parks, and the town of Cortland in conjunction with the New York State Police.
And maybe, you know, at this point, Commissioner Sutton, why don't you tell your side of the story on the emergency services, and then we'll move forward.
Sure, Marty. You know, our department's function is very much the same. We view ourselves as the resource that the local municipalities in Westchester turn to when their resources are exhausted or overwhelmed. And we do that through the hazardous materials response team, through the technical rescue team, through our emergency communication center, which is known as 60 Control. We have field communication units. We have a number of sheltering programs where we lend out shelter trailers to local municipalities. We have some large capacity generators, some large capacity pumps, all of these things that we operate, you know, in support of the local municipalities during events. And as you mentioned before, we're also responsible for the Indian Point radiological plan. We are responsible for the Westchester County Emergency Management Plan, and it's a comprehensive plan, so it talks about all hazards, whether it's a terrorist event or a coastal storm. We pretty much catch it all. So our duties, our roles, and our missions are very much the same.
Commissioners, thank you. You know, as I listen to you and as our listeners listen to you, it certainly brings to mind what I hear a lot from my constituents from, you know, why do we have county government? And both commissioners, both of you talked about your support of the localities. I many, many times give the example of the county bomb squad. We don't need 40 municipalities to have their own bomb squad. We have a county bomb squad. And both of you talked about your support for the locality. So that's where the county comes in vis-a-vis localities. But now today we're talking about within the county, our two departments possibly coming together as one. So at this point, Commissioner Longworth, would you like to tell our listeners how you see this happening, why we want to do this, and how you see it all coming together?
Well, essentially, we have a lot of duplicate services between the two different departments, and there's overlap and an opportunity to seize economy of scale by working together and maximizing the assets we have on both sides of the house, so to speak. For instance,
you know, communications. We both run independent communications centers, which at some point could be combined to gain efficiencies in using staff and so forth. The hazardous device unit, or the bomb squad, as it's commonly referred to, often responds in conjunctions with the hazardous materials team to incidents that are of similar interest to both entities, and they work together with frequency. One of the big lessons out of 9/11 was unity of command for the services, whether it be EMS, fire, and police. Whatever, they need to work in conjunction with each other to solve problems and in a common management structure to achieve common objectives.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I like. I know in committee we've had, you know, some questions. I'm particularly interested and concerned, frankly, about this unified command. I mean, I am not a law enforcement person, but as I, you know, look at the situation, I would be troubled to the extent that, you know, there are situations where we don't have a full command structure. So I'm very, very interested to know exactly how this will work. And I'm sure all of our listeners want to make sure the fire, the police, the EMS are all working together. From a communications point of view, do we have the technology in place, or are there still situations where our law enforcement people are not talking to each other?
The simple answer is, with regard to the technology, is yes, the technology is in place. There's systems that can patch radio systems together, and we can communicate amongst the various agencies, law enforcement, EMS, and fire throughout the county. So yes, we have the equipment to do that.
Okay, and I know, you know, from the emergency services side, so many of those folks are volunteers. And I think there, again, the question comes up is, you know, how are they going to be treated in all this? So, still to Commissioner Longworth, can you, from your perspective first, how do you see the, you know, the tech rescue, the cause and origin, and these are volunteer folks that get called out and jump in to provide this public service. Can you satisfy, can you tell those folks that they'll be still doing the same thing, I guess, in a consolidated department?
So effectively, the plan calls for no change to the volunteer aspect of operations. In fact, you know, it's a dual-purpose plan. It's designed to save money and to improve efficiency. And on the saving money side of the plan, to eliminate the volunteers would be counterproductive.
Well, I mean, I certainly think, you know, our volunteers are the backbone of our system here. Certainly, and even from the fire side, I know we have certainly terrific paid firefighters and volunteer firefighters. I come from a district where we're mostly on the volunteer side, and but both sides of that house are so important. I do want to we could take a short break. I do want to turn to Commissioner Sutton to talk about the fire, the emergency services, and how those aspects of our public safety will all merge in and work together. But Tony, we're going to get back to you. I hear the music, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back to you in just a minute.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. A Connecticut jury finds Stephen Hayes guilty of 16 of 17 counts in the gruesome Connecticut home invasion and murder of a mother and her two daughters.
Justice is being served.
Reverend Richard Hawk, the father of Jennifer Hawk Pettit, husband and father of the victims, Dr. William Pettit, survived the attack and says while he's relieved with the verdict,
it doesn't bring him back. It doesn't bring back the home that we had.
The same jury will now decide if Hayes should be executed or face life in prison. A co-defendant faces trial next year. Finding out his fate, Faisal Shahzad, a Pakistani-American who was unremorseful for trying to set off a bomb in Times Square.
While handing down the life sentence, the judge told Shahzad she hopes he'll spend some of his time in prison, thinking carefully about whether the Quran wants him to kill people.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso at the Manhattan Federal Courthouse. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This message is for snow professionals and property managers, or anyone that provides or receives snow plowing and salting services during the winter season. This is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri from Ion Weather. Property owners and snow plowers alike need proof of how much snow falls during winter events, and it must be tailored for their region or city. We provide this proof with a chart called Winter Storm Totals, and it's published 48 hours after each weather event. It's a great document for checking snow amounts and verifying when ice occurs. Now, paying and getting paid for these services is quick and easy when you staple our reports to your invoices. Ion Snow Totals make accounting matters a whole lot easier during the snow and ice season. We also provide research reports for law firms and insurance companies regarding slip and fall matters. So, for more information, call us toll-free, 1-877-267-8807, or check us out on the web, ionweather.com. That's ionweather.com. Or 1-877-267-8807.
WVOX Local News, early morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, brought to you exclusively by Scarsdale's newest jewelry store, London Town Gems, 745 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast for this Tuesday afternoon, cloudy skies will continue with light rain and drizzle. Continuing through the afternoon, highs will climb into the lower 60s, mostly cloudy. Periods of light rain, drizzle, patchy fog through the overnight. Lows dropping near 50. Mostly cloudy weather continues on Wednesday. 40% chance of showers, highs into the middle 60s. And mostly sunny for Thursday, upper 60s. Looks good Friday near 70. Steve Pelletieri Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
We make it very easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors.
Could someone talk to me?
And the world.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The podium is yours.
Impressive.
AM 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com.
1460 WVOX.
Now, back to the Westchester County Legislators' weekly news and talk show on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is where you get the latest news from county government and where you can talk directly to the county legislators at 636-0110. Now, once again, the Westchester County Legislators' weekly news and talk show on 1460 WVOX.
And we're back on Inside Government with Harrison's own Westchester County legislator, Marty Rogowski, who's the chair of the board's Public Safety and Security Committee, talking about departmental consolidations for emergency services and public safety. Again, for those who want to call in and ask our guests some questions, give us a call at 914-636-0110 or email us at westchesterbolradio@gmail.com.
Thank you, Tara, and to our listeners. You know, a lot of people contact me as your legislator. Here's your chance to talk directly to the commissioner, so take advantage of it. I'd like to turn to Commissioner Sutton and Deputy Commissioner Cullen for a moment. Now, folks, remember the Department of Emergency Services, one of its main functions on behalf of the municipalities is training and communications. So those are the two, you know, at least two of the major support services that we provide. So I'd like to ask Commissioner Sutton to, in the context of those two major operations and everything else you do, how do you see this all? Any significant changes do you anticipate after a consolidation were to take effect, or what impacts, good and potentially not so good from your perspective, do you see might occur in a consolidation? What can we do to make it the best possible consolidation?
Well, I think right from day one, we've been very cautious to make sure that there was no degradation in the level of training that we supplied or our ability to support communications. There's actually a benefit to the consolidation where we would have the ability to maybe access more training rooms in the police academy, which is physically located right next door to the fire training center. There's a wealth of instruction that affects both disciplines, both fire and law enforcement. And I think that the campus just lends itself very well to being able to support both operations. We actually do some of that right now, where we have the special operations teams using some of the buildings in our training area for barricaded suspect kind of training. So I think in that respect it can only get better. I know that I won't speak for Deputy Commissioner Cullen. I know that he's excited about the opportunity to combine the training and break down some of the psychological barriers between the different services.
Maybe Tony or John can answer. Let the listeners know exactly how many people do we train? And I do by hours or actually personnel. I know an awful lot of people go through our training program there. Can you tell the listeners what that's all about?
As far as exact figures, I'm not sure. We do train several thousand people through the Department of Emergency Services Training Center every year.
Yeah, I don't think our listeners really know that all the volunteers and I guess the paid firefighters, we offer all of them the opportunity to get a lot of good training in so they can help protect our homes.
That's correct. We offer the full course catalog that's set forth by the New York State Office of Fire Prevention and Control. So a volunteer firefighter, for instance, can start with basic firefighter one and go all the way up to the technical rescue courses. So we offer those. They're offered at the convenience of volunteer firefighters, nights, weekends, over holiday vacations for college students. We try to make our course schedule so it fits everyone's needs. And then twice a year, we have enough student enrollment. We have the Career Chiefs Fire Academy, which by law, all career firefighters need a minimum of 229 hours of training before they could start riding the apparatus. So we're very in tune to the needs of all the firefighters, both career and volunteer and emergency medical workers. And we just try to meet their needs any way we can.
And so I guess the important question, I know we have a caller I want to get to, but the important question then, John, is were we to do this consolidation, any impact, good or bad, on all these activities you carry out today?
There would be no negative impact, only in a positive way. We have four classrooms in our facility. If you go there most weeknights, all of them are booked. And sometimes we can't offer courses just because of the limits of our facility. And the new merger plan, if it does go through, as Commissioner Sutton said, we would have the police academy at our disposal. The police academy traditionally runs daytime, so we would have those classes at night, and there really would be no limit to how much training we can offer.
Okay, well, I think that's an important point because, again, there are concerns out there about how this consolidation would affect all these. So the answer is no negative impact. In fact, only hopefully a positive impact from the consolidation.
And Marty, if I may, sure. Just to give your listeners some understanding of the volume of training that we conduct.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 8 months of this year, we delivered 64,400 hours of training to 13,800 participants.
Yeah, I think that's a tremendous number, and I'm sure our listeners do not know that the county carries out all these activities. So that's a tremendous training, tremendous opportunities we provide our folks because they serve such an important function. Gentlemen, let me turn to our caller and see what the question's all about. So, caller, you're on.
George from Harrison.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Rogowski.
Yes.
I first have to apologize because what I'm going to discuss with you, is completely aside from what you're discussing now. So rather than distract your people from what you're talking about, I'll call at another time when my topics are...
Okay, or please call me if it's something specific to me or anything for the legislators. Please call me 995-2834, at the county board. Or next week you can call in here to WVOX, but I certainly would be happy to... discuss your issue with you.
Yes, I apologize again because the issues I want to discuss, I don't know, I sent you an email on them, would be completely diverse to what you're discussing now. So I apologize for
call.
I'll call
thank
you another time.
Thank you, George, and thank you, and keep listening, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, dear.
Thanks, George. Okay, so back to the consolidation. So Commissioner Sutton, Tony, do you want to just give then... big picture, in terms of the costs, and I guess as commissioners, both commissioners are charged on behalf of the taxpayers to run as efficient an operation as they can while providing the necessary services to our constituents. But as part of this consolidation, obviously what's important to the administration, to the legislators for that matter, certainly to our taxpayers, is how the cost structure will be affected by the consolidation. So Commissioner Sutton, maybe to you first, how do you see your operations from a cost point of view? What benefits will this consolidation bring to the taxpayers?
Well, I think you were right, Marty. And you know, our charge is to find some savings without jeopardizing public safety. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to realize that in the last couple of days, we've heard the terror warnings about Europe. And to recognize that, you know, we both are commissioners of the, as you said before, the two departments in the county that would be faced, we would be in the heat of it, so to speak, with the response to any kind of a terrorist event, whether it be within the confines of the county or even, you know, affecting any of our neighbors, particularly New York City to the south. So right from day one, we were very careful to look at the consolidation of the departments and to be very conservative in our actions and look for the low-hanging fruit, if you will, that didn't in any way jeopardize public safety. So, you know, back office kind of operations where we're hoping to achieve some very early savings in that area. We're hoping that, you know, quite honestly, the Department of Emergency Services is a very small department. A good portion of it is primarily focused on communications. We see it as a benefit to us because there will be a considerably larger pool of personnel to call on during disasters. And I think that, you know, our projected savings that go out basically the first 3 years of the merger are our best guess estimate at this time, and we certainly are very confident that those are extremely conservative and that we may in fact exceed them. But we wanted to be very cautious that we didn't at any point in time eliminate a position or decrease our ability to respond in an emergency.
Well, I appreciate that, and certainly as the chairman of the Public Safety and Security Committee, my charge, my goal is to ensure as best that I can that the administration is doing, you know, everything reasonably and appropriate to keep our folks safe. So while savings are important, I'm with you. I will be watching to see that as you find your savings, hopefully there will be no diminution in any way of services to our communities. I want to turn to Commissioner Longworth. We do have just a few minutes left. I do want to turn to Commissioner Longworth to get a final update on the overall cost savings that he sees from the perspective of the county police and his operation. But we do need to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a minute. Tara, it's all yours.
Again, give us a call, 636-0110. You're listening to Inside Government with Westchester County Legislator Marty Rogowski.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu, the sole survivor of a home invasion that left his wife and two daughters dead, speaking, explaining how he had the strength to go to court.
If your family was destroyed by evil, I think that you would all try to do the same thing.
Dr. William Pettit also thanking jurors for convicting one of the suspects.
Stephen Hayes, guilty on 16 out of 17 counts, the most serious three counts of capital felony. That means Hayes could be executed. The same jury will reconvene to consider his fate later this month. Meanwhile, a second suspect in the home invasion will stand trial next year.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes, President Obama calling community colleges crucial to America's future competitiveness as he convenes the first White House summit on them, and the Transportation Department ramping up requirements for its five-star safety rating system, making it harder for new cars and trucks to earn top scores. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You found the station for fun all fall.
Just makes you feel good.
AM 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD2, New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Now, back to the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is where you get the latest news from county government and where you can talk directly to the county legislators at 636-0110. Now, once again, the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX.
Again, you're listening to Inside Government with Harrison's own Westchester County Legislator, Marty Rogowski, Chair of the Board's Committee on Public Safety and Security. And we're having a really great conversation on the future of departmental consolidations between the emergency services, EMS, and public safety and fire. And we have joined with us on the phone Commissioners Anthony Sutton, Deputy Commissioner John Cullen, and Commissioner George Longworth. And I'm going to throw it back to Marty for our final segment. Marty?
Thank you, Tara. We just have a couple of minutes. Commissioner Longworth, if you could address what you see are the estimates of the cost savings and possibly in 30 seconds. I know there's an Ossining consolidation, which is a county town proposal, but I think there may be some cost savings there. So if you could work that in, tell our listeners what's going on from the cost saving side.
To echo what Commissioner Sutton said, we approach this very conservatively with balancing all savings against public safety. And for the first year of the consolidation, DPS-DES, we're looking at approximately $700,000, year two, 1.1, and year three, 1.5. But it is felt, the feeling amongst all involved, is that we may be able to hit even better numbers than that with regard to DES-DPS consolidation. With regard to the town of Ossining police consolidation, there are approximate budget, present police budget is 3.2. We project we can do it for about $900,000 less, or one-third less of what they're presently paying.
I think, Tony, are you there, Commissioner?
Are you still there?
Okay, yeah, I thought we just lost you for a second. Okay, apologize for that. Something happened, but we're back with you. Well, obviously, these cost factors are certainly very important to our taxpayers. And you say going out over the projecting 3 years, we're looking at, it sounds like significant savings. So that certainly is an important consideration that I know my colleagues will have to take into account as we give serious consideration for some quick action on this on the proposal. But I don't know if our listeners, we sort of lost on the town county proposal, the town of Ossining, the county. Could you just repeat again the savings? It seems like significant savings, certainly to the town residents in Ossining.
Yeah, the interesting thing about it, through economy of scale, again, by combining our communication centers, we can actually deliver a higher level of service in the field to the residents of the town of Ossining than they presently enjoy at about one-third less the cost than they presently pay. Their police budget's approximately $3.2 million. Presently, we believe we can do it for about $900,000 less than they presently pay.
Well, that's a tremendous savings, and I think you told me, as you say, even better service. Certainly, it's 24/7 police operation. The county can probably provide better service than the folks are getting now with their more limited resources. Very quickly, is that a template? Do you foresee other potential towns or villages around the county that the county police might step in?
You know, I think that this is a historic event that people are talking on these levels and that we're seeing a consolidation of municipal policing with the county police in Westchester. And I think that many, many people are watching to see how this particular one plays out. And I think once it's up and operational, I think you'll see further discussions.
I see. Very good. Well, just in the last couple of minutes, a more generic question, maybe in terms of police and fire, a lot of people say there, as much as both areas are involved in public service, there's sort of a different characteristics. The cultural. Do you foresee? Well, with this consolidation, anyway, again, kind of trying to unify the firefighters with the police and the EMS folks. Any issues there that you have any concerns about?
You know, I believe that there may be unique circumstances where people may not be inclined to think that this model works.
But I think the vast majority of police, fire, and EMS personnel throughout this county work together every day on car accidents, large-scale fires, and other emergency events flawlessly. So I think the suggestion that anything less than that will occur from this consolidation is misplaced fear.
Okay, well, I think, you know, again, when we hear from our constituents that there's certainly some of those concerns out there, and sometimes you just, you know, you have to do something to alleviate those concerns. But certainly I know both commissioners have worked very hard on this proposal. They've been very forthcoming to the legislators. We've had several meetings on this. We'll be actually hearing from the Fire Advisory Board, I think the EMS Advisory Board, so getting some of that citizen input. So all of our listeners know that certainly the Board of Legislators takes this proposal very seriously. There are cost savings at stake, hopefully efficiencies of unified command issues at stake. And, you know, we want to do what we can to work with the administration to see if we can make this thing work. Tara, do you have a
Just a quick question, gentlemen. Where can, I guess, our listeners and just general county residents get a hold of the proposal, and who should they talk to if they have questions or comments or maybe some ideas?
I can take that. I believe the proposal is out and about. I'm not sure if it's on any website officially or not, but certainly if someone has any questions or comments or suggestions, they can call my office directly. That's the Department of Emergency Services, and the number is 914-231-1851, and we'll be glad to, you know, get back to them with that.
Commissioner, I appreciate that. I think that's a good offer, and certainly from my end, Melanie Montalto is my staff person on the Committee of Public Safety and Security, and you can contact the Board of Legislators, again, maybe going through my number, 995-2834, and we certainly can provide anybody with copies of the program or the proposal, or try to answer any questions. If I can't answer it, I'll call Tony or George, and the commissioners will certainly have the answer. I think we're coming down to the end. I do want to take a minute to again thank my guests the Deputy Commissioner Cullen, Commissioner Sutton, and Longworth are very busy people. They certainly wake up every day and think 24/7 about protecting the people of Westchester County. And I say it's certainly my opinion that these are really the core missions of county government. So many times the number one question I get is, you know, who needs county government? Why have county government? And I think that to my listeners, our listeners here today, I think you've heard from our three guests, the very, very important work they and their people, the officers, the firefighters who are actually coming out of our localities, all the people in Westchester County who do such great public service on behalf of the 950,000 people living and the many more who work here in Westchester County. So, As I say goodbye to my guests, I want to the commissioners and Deputy Commissioner Cullen, thank you so much for taking the time, for answering the questions, and for explaining the proposal. Hopefully we've educated some of our listeners today on what goes on every day, what the plans are for the future, and I will see all of you soon around the Board of Legislators. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Marty, thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you. And again, you're listening to Inside Government with Harrison's own Westchester County legislator, Marty Rogowski. And we want to thank Marty for coming into the studio today to join us and to lead this very powerful discussion on the future of public safety and emergency services in our county. As we know, it is beyond a labor of love. It is a service that we all depend on and stake our lives on. And it was a really great discussion overall, I think. What do you think, Tina?
I think it was a really good discussion, and it was great that the people of Westchester were educated on what's going on in your own county.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing, and we love to welcome back Legislator Rogowski, who is kind of the stalwart in the last session when we did our show previously, and constantly kind of held the anchor every week in making sure that Westchester's legislative voice was on the radio. So we love that Legislator Rogowski took the time out to be with us this afternoon, and we look forward to having him come on and talk about a myriad of different topics. So, you know, we hope George from Harrison calls back in again to talk to Marty again on different topics.
Tara,
thanks
so much. Pleasure being here, and I look forward to coming back soon. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
So I want to throw it to Tina to just go over this week's announcements and what's going on in the county, Tina.
All right. We have a Save the Date coming up this next week, Friday, October 15th. The 55 Plus Club of Yonkers will host a legislative forum for older adults. During the forum, seniors can meet with the local elected officials, business leaders, community organizations, and neighbors to discuss issues with the aging community. This year, they will honor Yonkers County Legislator Bernice Spreckman for her many years of service to the community. The event will take place on Friday, October 15th at 8:30 a.m. at the Dunwoody Golf Club on Way Sleco Lane in Yonkers. This event is free for the public and breakfast will be provided. Please contact 914-995-2815 for more information and to register. Save the date. This coming Thursday, December 9th, County Legislator Bernice Freckman and her talented troupe of Yonkers seniors will present their 2010 musical holiday performance. And I apologize, the date is December 9th.
Yeah, I was worried about that. I was like, it's Thursday next week.
No, they still need time to practice. This year, they'll be featuring songs and dance from the 1940s. The event will take place at the Polish Community Center located on 92 Waverly Street in Yonkers. Tickets start at $27 per person and lunch is included with this show. Get your tickets and you can call 914-995-2815. Westchester County Senior Law Day is next week, October 14th. Legal and financial services will be provided for the elderly law topics such as estate planning, changes to Medicare, wills versus trusts, and how to make your money last through the retirement years.
That's something we all need to be talking about.
Yes, we do. The 11th Annual Senior Law Day on October 14th is going to be taking place over at the County Center in White Plains. The program will take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will feature 18 workshops, including two in Spanish, led by the law attorneys. Pre-registration is required to sign up. You can call 914-813-6400. A form will now be available on Westchester County website for potential homeowners who want to be kept and informed about fair and affordable housing opportunities all over the county. This form is available at westchestergov.com/homeseekers. And an explanation for the process is posted in Spanish as well. On October 18th, come celebrate with your county legislators at 6:30 for Italian Heritage Month. This year, we'll be honoring a salute to Italian and American women. Please feel free to RSVP for this event at rsvp@westchesterlegislators.com or call us at 914-995-4122.
And that'll do it for this week for Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators. Again, give us a call if you get a chance, 636-0110. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, continue learning about Westchester's politics and government from the inside.
From 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com.